Hello again, and welcome back for day 6 of the 7 Days of Self-Love Challenge. I'm Steph, I'm your host, I'm a wellness and nutrition coach, and I'm also a 5th grade teacher. And as we talk about our self-love topic for today, I want to let you know that I am on our teacher school February break, and my teacher on break vibes are really strong right now. So I'm going to share a little bit about this topic with you, and I also want to share how I'm going to be using this dedicated time I have to really embrace it. Our topic for day 6 is do something that sparks joy. Life is really hard. There's a lot going on all the time that's overwhelming, that's stressful. There are a lot of things that feel like a burden. There are things that feel like we have to do them, or we should do them, or doing them would be the right choice, or doing them is what we're supposed to do. And I don't think that we're carving out enough time in our day-to-day lives to just be joyful, to do things just for the sake of having fun. And fun is what we're trying to embrace here as part of our self-love challenge. How do you feel about that? I'd be really curious to know. And I'd love for you to send me a message at Be Well With Steph and let me know kind of how you feel about this idea of sparking joy. Does it feel easy or difficult? Does it feel fake or forced or natural? And it can, I know, feel fake or forced sometimes when we say like, find joy, choose joy, do something that sparks joy. It's like becomes another thing on our to-do list to do. Okay, I must do something joyful today. But if we can get past all of that and really start to look around us at the things that bring us a little bit of happiness or the things that we find fun, we treat ourselves in a more loving way. Part of our personal self-love journeys is recognizing that we are not here to just complete to-do lists. You are not here to work and make dinner and take care of people and go to sleep and do it all over again. That doesn't have to be what your all day, every day is like. You don't have to be on that hamster wheel. And the way that we disrupt that hamster wheel and say like, hey, I love myself and I love this one life I've been given enough that I'm going to do something about it is to very intentionally, even if it feels forced at first, find ways to spark joy and to carve out things that you love to do and things that are fun just for the sake of doing them and for the sake of having fun. Now, like I said, I am embracing my teacher on break vibes this week. And instead of making my regular to-do list, which I do have still for the week, things that need to get done for my house or things, you know, appointments and phone calls and things that have to happen during the day, I have that list. But I also have made a list of things that I would like to do over break just because they're things that I enjoy. Things that are going to fill me up. I know that so often I feel tired and I feel downtrodden, not necessarily because I'm not getting enough rest. I still sleep pretty great. I still take time during the week to rest. But sometimes I feel so worn down because I'm not taking the time that I need to fill up, to do things that replenish my energy, that make me feel like the person that I am or the person I want to be, that make me feel lighter and boost all the happy hormones. So this list I've made for over break has, 8 different categories of things on them. And I thought I would share those with you quickly so you can get maybe some ideas. One of the things that I want to do over this break is make new dinners, to create some new dinners that are outside the norm of what we eat already. I have a Pinterest board of delicious recipes that I've been pinning to for, years at this point. And I kind of pin and forget. I put them there like, hey, great idea. Someday I'll make that. And then I never do. I fall into the routine of making the same meals that are, you know, easy or convenient or that are second nature to me. So for this week, I would like to make 4 new dinners, 4 new recipes that I've never made before. Try them out, practice them. Not only will that add some joy because I do like to cook and some excitement because we'll be eating new things, but I know that it will help to make the upcoming weeks and months easier if I'm able to add those new dinners into our rotation. Another thing I'm definitely going to be doing is as much movement as I can, especially yoga. I want to go to 3 yoga classes and take 5 outside walks over the course of this week because I know that moving my body is something that just makes me feel my absolute best, and I want to use this kind of window of energy that I have to do that. Those are things that I prioritize regardless of being on break or being in my regular schedule. But I just know that having a little bit of extra time, I want to make sure that I don't fill it with other projects or other to-dos, that I'm still making my movement a priority. I would love this week to finish two books. So a lot of people find this weird, but I love to read more than one book at a time. I'm actually always reading more than one book at a time. And I'm pretty sure right now I'm somewhere in the middle of five, which feels like a very chaotic thing to say. Feels like I'm all over the place when I say I'm reading five books at once, but I'm not really. I read one for a few days and then I switch to another. Or there are some books that I prefer to read in the morning when my brain's awake, and others that are easier and lighter, and I like to read before bed. Sometimes I'm in the mood for fiction. That's the other thing. They're all like different genres. So I always have something in fiction, something in personal development, something where I'm learning a skill. I currently have a biography going, and then I have my book club book. So I do have five books that I'm currently reading, and my goal over break is to finish two of them. Maybe more, but at least two. So that will mean I'm dedicating some more time first thing when I wake up and maybe before I go to bed, or maybe an absolute luxury of reading during the day. I know that's something that brings me joy, and it's not complicated. It's very simple to pick up a book and read for a few minutes. But if I put it on this list of things over break that are going to spark joy, there's different intentionality behind it. You must hear me say the word intentionality so often, but it's one thing to have books around and for me to read as part of a habit or a routine. It's another thing for me to say very consciously, reading brings me joy. It makes me feel more like myself and fills me up. So I'm going to carve out intentional time to do it. That's what I mean about doing stuff that sparks joy. Now, a few other things on this list. I'm going to clean out my closet. I'd like to get rid of at least two bags worth of clothes from my closet. It seems so simple. The things we do to spark joy do not have to be like epic vacations or cost us a lot of money or really go outside our comfort zone. They could just be things that make us feel happier. And having a space that is clean and organized, that works efficiently for me, and knowing that I'm able to donate those clothes to people who maybe could use them more than they're being used sitting in my house right now just makes me feel good. I want to record some more reels this week. Again, silly little thing, but recording video reels especially is fun for me. I was a theater major. I was acting for years, and reels is like a little tiny peek into what that experience was like. It allows me to be creative and expressive, and apparently that's a very normal thing to do on the internet these days, more than it is to just like sing and dance in your regular life, which I still do. My family and friends and students would definitely confirm that, but filming reels I think will bring me some joy this week, be something a little energetic and different. And then there's two more things on my list. One of them is I am going to be giving a presentation at a teaching conference in Western New York in March, and I want to create that presentation, the outline for it at least, over this break. That doesn't seem like something that would normally spark joy, but for me it feels like a creative and academic project that I have some time to sink into creating does spark joy in me, because those are topics that I love, things that I'm passionate about, because I'm excited to be presenting at this conference, and because I know that creating something like this is a piece of the puzzle as far as, you know, my career and my future go. So even though that could be viewed as a really tedious task or as something that I would put off or find to be work-related, I can give that a reframe and say, like, I'm going to let creating this presentation bring me joy. I'm going to let it feel like something that's aligned with who I am, and I'm going to be really intentional about setting aside time to create it because it's something that I value. And then, of course, the last one on the list is checking wedding to-do lists off of that list. Yes, they're to-dos, but gosh, like, this wedding planning is sparking joy. And I have to remind myself all the time that this is like such an exciting time for us. And I don't want to get caught up in the negativity of frustration or stress or money or decision makings. And I don't want to I don't want to let it slip by. I don't want to just plan a wedding because it's a list of items that have to be accomplished, but I really want to savor the time we spend together and with our families in doing that and know that it's all leading up to this experience that's going to be extremely joyful and really magical for us. So again, I share this list of like what I'm going to do as a teacher on break with you, not just to give you like a list of stuff that Steph's doing, but because I want you to see that intentionally sparking joy does not have to be something big and extravagant. It can be these things day to day that we know just make us happy or that we're happy to have done. And that it, you don't have to really say like, oh, I'm suddenly a painter or I am going to take a dance class. You don't like have to do something very major. You can just do something like clean out your closet or read a good book with a good cup of coffee. If your intention in your head is, I am doing something that brings me joy because I love myself and because I am worthy of taking the time and energy or resources that it takes to do it. You are worthy of that time. It is okay to slow down and do something for yourself. It's okay to do something just because it's fun. It's okay to do something because you enjoy it, because you want to, because you're showing up for yourself in a way that is serving like the true identity of who you are. So I hope that you find this inspirational to go out and spark some joy in your own life over the next few days. If you're doing something that's super fun, I want to see it. So if you are reading a great book or taking a great class or cleaning or cooking or going for a walk or playing with the kids or playing with the dog or I don't know, whatever it is that sparks joy for you, I want to see it. So definitely take a picture and tag me at Be Well With Steph so that I can share in your joy and we can continue this journey together. Thanks for listening today. I'll be back for tomorrow for our very last day of the 7 days of the Self-Love Challenge. And until then, guys, be well.